understand there's even more gas under the Utica. What is another 5,000 feet down, right?
That's what I heard. That's what we're told.
That's an interesting point there, Denny, because they say the Marcellus Shale is the second largest deposit of natural gas in the United States, but below is the Utica, and it is supposedly a lot larger than the Marcellus. And in the eastern part of the state, that Utica has a cover of from the Marcellus about 8,000 feet, but here in Elk County, and as it goes down into Greene County and down into West Virginia, the cover is only about 1,000 feet. So in our area, we're probably a lot better off than they would be in the eastern part of the state, the cover to get to the Utica. Mm-hmm. And I think they have one Utica, don't they, June, in Greene County, that is producing more gas than any of the Marcellus shales
If you heard that. Overall, though, I think it's a good thing. There's always little things you got to overcome. There's bumps in the road, and
absolutely,
and they'll get it straightened out one way or the other.
That's right.
You think, you know?
Yeah.
What about? I say this is the fastest hour in radio, so I'd like to go around the table here and just ask you, since you're running for a commissioner again, and you've been in there at least one term, what do you think your biggest accomplishment is since you've been in as a commissioner?
Well,
and we'll start with Ronnie and go to Dan and then to June.
Okay. Denny, I think the biggest accomplishment that we have had is to just maintain our good financial base. Elk County is one of the top counties in the state of Pennsylvania. Our tax base is lower than any of the other six counties
except Clearfield.
That is an accomplishment in itself, and also keep taxes low. We were involved, all three of us, in the Ride for Vet program. I think that's a tremendous program that was started along with the veterans organizations. It is a model for the state. You got to give credit to all these volunteers. It's all done by volunteers. And we were at the meeting before we went to another meeting yesterday, and there was about 25 or 30 veterans and non-veterans that are on that committee, and what a tremendous job they're doing. I think that's a tremendous accomplishment. Another tremendous accomplishment is the Marcellus Task Force that June had, making sure that we are doing the right thing, and also being on the alert. If there is a danger, we'll know at least ahead of time. And our modernization of our 911 center, emergency management, I think those are great accomplishments. And one of the great accomplishments is it's an awesome responsibility to represent the 30,000 people in Elk County, and that's why I'm running, because it's an important task, and I think we have three county commissioners that are up to the task. We won't back down from anything, and we won't back down if we're fighting for individuals and individual families and businesses in this county.
Dan, you had something?
Yeah, I have to agree with what Commissioner Bimel said. We are very proud to be serving the people. We don't have any big edifices or projects with plaques on in our names. You know, we are here. I consider myself to be a regular guy who does county government. I have a young family, and I also have a mom who's a senior. She's 78 years old, and we try to serve with the people foremost. That's our priority. That's our job description. Do the best job and get it done. And so we're doing good, solid local government work. An accomplishment, I think, is we're accessible. Like I said, I'm proud to be a regular Elk Countyan. I'm glad that I can meet people on the street or up at a Little League game or in church, or I come home and there's a bunch of firemen standing in my driveway and they said, hey, we have an issue, we have a question. You hear criticism of government or government leaders sometimes, and they say, well, people are corrupt or they're in their ivory towers or something. I think our accomplishment is we're here, we're proud to be members of the community, we're very honored to be elected to do a job, and we don't pretend to know more, or we vow to work together and get the job done. And if we make a mistake, we'll admit it, and we'll regroup and figure out how to do it right. The people will know us, because Elk County people are smart. They're industrious. They know what's going on.
June, you have something?
Boy, they
pretty
much took
it. It's a hard act to follow.
Sure. No, I guess I can say that I'm proud to be able to work for the people of Elk County. And just to have the services continue, it's very important for our area. And as Dan and Ron both said, keeping our budget and keeping the taxes low, that's been very important for the residents. We all pay our taxes, and that's something that we really try to keep on top of. And I'm very proud of the employees and the other elected officials that I work with, and it's been a pleasure to be part of that.
If reelected, June, this would be how many terms for you?
This would be my sixth term.
Well, yeah, neat. That's pretty nice.
Yeah. You know. I've been very honored to do that. It's been an honor.